Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Abigail Heckbert, and I'm the station manager of Radio Laurier.
And I'm Britt Coax, president and publisher of Elucid.
And you're listening to Election Season. With the student union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large, and give us a chance to get to know them a bit better. Joining us today is Ritu Singh, running for
party chair.
Awesome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Awesome. We're just going to roll on into the icebreakers. So what program and year are you in?
I am in the political science and Sussex program. So I'm in my sixth year.
Amazing. So why did you choose Laurier to attend to begin with?
I chose Laurier because this was the school that had this really great double degree sort of opportunity in which I could kind of pursue a political science degree as well as pursue a law degree. I knew that that was where I wanted to go, and it kind of consolidated both those steps into kind of one package. And so I thought, why not try this kind of new innovative program? And I'm from the city, so I want to also stay close to home. And I thought Laurier would be the best choice for that.
That's awesome. I've heard the Sussex program is really cool. What shows or movies have you been watching lately?
Well, recently I have been binging Avatar, The Last Airbender. Yeah, I mean, I think other than that, Netflix has kind of been exhausted on my end, but I did recently watch Seinfeld for the first time. I thought that was a cool, blast to the past. So, yeah.
Amazing. Our last icebreaker question is, what would you say to your first year self?
I would say just to enjoy every moment as it comes, even, when things get stressful, it's all part of the university journey. So it's all kind of part of the package deal, and it makes the end result that much more sweeter. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. We're going to be rolling into interview questions now. So could you first take a moment and explain your position specifically?
For sure. So I'm the party chair for the referendum question relating to ISO, which stands for International Students Overcoming War.
Amazing. And what referendum question or levy are you bringing forward?
Yeah, so what we're asking students is an increase towards the ISO scholarship levy. And so currently students contribute $1 per half credit to a total of $4 per semester towards the scholarship. What we're asking is for Laurier students to vote yes to increase their really useful contribution towards the scholarship to $2 per half credit to a maximum of $8. So we're asking for a $4 increase towards this levy.
Awesome. Are there any questions that you've gotten either to address to you or your team that you would take the opportunity to address, like any questions you might have gotten from students?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess a lot of students first off ask what ISO is. And I think it's important to address that question, because if students are contributing to a levy every semester, they should know where their money is going to, because it clearly affects them. So very quickly, I can answer that. And it's that ISO is a scholarship initiative which began as a student idea in one of Laurier's global studies classrooms in 2014. And so what this initiative tries to do is provide scholarship opportunities to students that have been impacted by global conflict. So since 2015, when the initial referendum kind of passed and we got approved for, a $4 contribution from each student, since that Since that point, ISO has been able to bring in 23 students from Syria, Gaza, Egypt, Lebanon, and Myanmar. So, you know, it's been not a huge amount of time, but the $4 have really gone a long way in making a difference and big impact in the lives of our scholars.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that answer. So what is your plan to convince students to say yes or to vote for additional fees when they may already be overburdened financially?
Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, we want to highlight two things. Once students are, you know, going down the list of, you know, fee increases or anything else, we want to highlight that one, the $4 increase is really just a very minimal contribution. And I know that, you know, fees can add up, but what ends up happening is their $4 contribution has already made such a huge impact around the world. And just adding four extra dollars, which is essentially a price of a coffee, can increase the capacity of ISO and for Laurier to really meaningfully respond to global conflict and become a more active humanitarian player as an academic institution. And so, you know, we want to highlight here is that $4 is, at the end of the day, very, very small amount of their tuition. And second point that we want to highlight is that with the increased funds, with the extra $4, what we hope to do is really respond to the global crises that took place over the past summer in Afghanistan. So we know what happened over last summer, and the question kind of arose, how can ISO respond quickly and effectively to the crisis there? How can we provide safe pathways to education for students who have been affected? And how can Laurier as well respond effectively? We know that ISO has provided an established and effective pathway already to higher education and safe higher education. So how can we do that in a more effective manner? And the answer really came down to, okay, well, if ISO can increase its capacity to bring in more scholars, then we don't have to be limited in who we're, you know, looking to support. It really just broadens our horizons as a school as to who we can provide these scholarships for.
Absolutely. If you're able to, could you kind of speak a little bit about your previous experience that you feel might make you more so qualified for party chair?
Yeah, I mean, it's really been an interesting experience as party chair. And, you know, it's required a lot of adhering to important rules set out by WLUSU. And it's also required running an effective campaign on social media. So I guess a previous experience that would be useful is the fact that I graduated from the University of Sussex Law School this past May. So my legal background really, I guess, helped me really keep a keen eye for the nuances in the rules that were provided, because, you know, when we had to switch from in-person to online, we have to be really careful with making sure that we can reach out and encourage voting, which is really important, as well as making sure that we're not crossing any boundaries. So I think my legal education has really helped with my experience as party chair.
Absolutely. And congratulations on your graduation. Back to the referendum question. Are there any misconceptions that you want to address or speak to at the time?
Yeah, misconceptions. I'm not sure if there are many misconceptions. You know, I think what I would want to address, though, is how connected Laurier students really are to our scholars. The way we run this initiative is that we have an executive team. So the ISO executive or leadership team really is divided into portfolios, and we work towards projects and goals to make sure that our scholars and our team can keep on arriving year after year. We don't have a general membership like most clubs. So normally, you know, day to day, we won't be in the concourse giving out Krispy Kreme donuts and speaking to our general student body. But that doesn't mean that, you know, ISO isn't connected. You know, I'd like to think that the entire student population at Laurier is a general member of ISO already, without even signing up, to be honest, because it impacts every single student. They contribute $4 towards the scholarship levy. And at the end of the day, they get to be part of bringing students and bringing scholars to the community. And these scholars kind of go on to not only excel in their academics, but also in extracurriculars. And oftentimes, Laurier students don't even know that they're interacting with a scholar who had like a crazy backstory and faced a lot of adversity to get where they are. But even without kind of that general membership and that general interaction, ISO and the student body at Laurier are already so connected because of inherently the nature of contributing towards the levy and working with the scholars in many different ways that they may not even know.
Absolutely. How can students find out more information or ask any questions about the work that you and your team have been doing?
Thank you. So I think the best way to learn more about ISO is to go to our website, www.iso.ca. It really goes on to explain what our goals are, the numbers of, you know, scholars we've sponsored, the partners we have, the number of Laurier student leaders that have been part of the team. It's a really good first kind of starting point for anyone wanting to learn about what we have done to date, because it's been quite a lot in the few years that we have been running at Laurier. Another thing I would recommend is going on Instagram and just typing in ISO Laurier. Our socials are quite active, and we are quite active for this campaign. We're running a lot of giveaways. We're providing a lot of information to the student body because we really believe that, you know, this affects every single student at Laurier, and they have a right to know where their money is going towards. And we believe it's going towards a good cause. So this is why we try to be as transparent about what we do and how we do it. So these would be the first two places to check out.
Great, that's great. Thank you so much for that information. As we reach the end of the interview, is there anything at this time that you would like to say to the student body to end it off?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this has been a really, really great opportunity. And I think it's just, I wanna emphasize how important it is to go and vote and participate. I know that it is quite difficult getting so many emails every day and maybe not being able to open up each one of them. But when voting does come around from the 25th to the 27th, I think it's important to take 5 minutes out of your day to actually participate in this process. No matter how kind of separated you might feel like you are from it, it really makes an important difference, and you as the Laurier student body should really exercise that extremely great opportunity to go and vote and to go and participate. It's one of those things where the school faces hard time getting turnout, so I think that would be my central message. And you know, I would also just want to emphasize that education is such a large focus in humanitarianism, and it's often the first thing that's impacted when a country, you know, faces high levels of conflict. So a lot of people do believe that education is part of a tool to rebuild countries who have been facing a lot of conflict in their past. And so as an academic institution, The student body and Laurier is in a great position to address such humanitarian issues and quickly respond to them as they arise. And this is what we're trying to do here today, right? We are well positioned as a kind of foundational component in our community to respond to global crises. And this is what it will mean for us if you vote yes to increase the scholarship levy. And so, you know, at this point, I think all I would want to say is on the 25th to the 27th, please go and consider voting yes, and ask your friends to consider voting yes to increase their contribution to the ISO scholarship. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Ritu, for lending us your time today. We really appreciate it. And good luck in the election.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.